88.7. The Voice, and brand new music for my guests this hour, Life in 24 Frames. They're a great band from right here in Sacramento. Right now, I've got the rhythm section, Joe and Jason. Gentlemen, welcome to Twirl.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Hey, so first of all, this is like a blank disc. I mean, it's got music on it, but the label is just pure white. It says side A, side B. So how would I even know who this is? This is amazing.
Yeah, it's a test pressing. We got those a couple weeks ago just to hear how it sounds. I'm really excited about the final product that we're going to be releasing next week.
And as everybody can see and hear, it sounds really good. Vinyl is kind of a big deal these days. Not everybody does vinyl. I mean, a lot of bands just do MP3. So what prompted you guys to do this?
We're all pretty big vinyl fans, collectors, enthusiastic about vinyl. So a lot of people were asking us for a physical copy of the album. So we thought, why not press it on vinyl?
That's very cool. Now, do you have CDs as well, or is it going to be just vinyl and MP3 downloads?
There are no CDs. There won't be CDs. We do have MP3 download cards that we've been giving out since the album came out March 25th of this year. But this will be the only physical press. And the initial one that we're releasing on Thursday is a limited edition special pre-order that we put out. And then after that, if we repress it, it will be the original concept that we had for the record.
Okay. And that's pretty interesting. When you think about it, you're bypassing a whole generation of music formats. We're going from old school, which is the vinyl, to the digital downloads, but nothing in between. That's kind of interesting to me. I know a lot of people really like the sound of vinyl. It's kind of a big deal to get vinyl pressed, isn't it? Like more difficult, more expensive, and just kind of harder in general to do this?
Just the process is so much longer. We put it in this order 6, 7, 8 weeks ago.
Wow.
And we're still waiting for it to come in, and it's actually coming in the day of the show. And if we could cut it any closer, we would be... Yeah. But anyway, so it's coming in the day. It just takes a lot longer, the quality control, just the process of it. And I think it's completely worth it in the end. The listen experience of the user is it's far above an MP3.
Wow. And yeah, and you are going to have a great artifact. I mean, this is something physical you can hold in your hand. You have the 12-inch by 12-inch artwork. I'm assuming the artwork's really spectacular. I saw your download card. Is it kind of similar to that?
It's somewhat similar. It's in a different vein, different color shading and whatnot. But
okay, nice. So tell me about the band. The band is Life in 24 Frames. Obviously, you guys are so good, you cannot be contained by 23 frames. So where's the name come from?
The name is a film reference. Our singer Chris is a film major. When he created the band, he must have thought that would have been a great name. And I guess it is. Life in 24 Frames is the speed that film is usually shot at. So it's
yeah.
A film reference.
Okay, very, very cool. And who all is in the band? Go ahead and introduce yourselves and shout out to the folks who are not with us today.
All right. Well, I'm Jason. I'm the bass player.
I'm Joe. I play drums.
So we got the rhythm section right here.
Rhythm
you guys,
section's right here.
You guys are locked in here. Okay. Who else?
We're missing Chris, who's our vocalist and guitar player. Richie, who's a guitar player. And Lindsay, who plays guitar and sings.
Nice. So nice big sound.
Yep.
Guys are local here to Sacramento?
Yes.
How long have you been together?
The band as a whole has been together probably what? 6 years maybe?
Yeah, Chris started it in 2008 and kind of just upstarted it from that point. But this formation started in 2010 and then worked our way into the lineup that we currently have.
Okay, nice. Very nice. And are either one of you original members?
No.
Chris is the only original surviving member.
Survived his own band. That's good. who writes the songs?
A lot of the times it kind of varies. Usually we try to collaborate on a lot of stuff, but sometimes a member may come in with a song that's partially formed, and we'll take that and kind of jointly work on it together to form what it eventually becomes.
Okay, nice. Nice collaborative effort. And this album is called, it escapes me.
Bitter End.
Bitter End. You know, I would have known that, except I see nothing on the album. Although it's right here on the paper in front of me. That's what I get for not using my bifocals. So what's the overall theme of the album? The feel, the theme, everything?
It's, I mean, exactly what the title says.
Wow.
Bitter End. So it goes through a ton of emotional landscapes, from happiness, relationships, separation, loss, anger, fear. It literally will cover every projection that you experience as a human being. And we try to put that collectively into one group of songs And one of the songs is actually called Bitter End, so it's a title track to the record. And we couldn't figure a different way to sum up the experience that you will get listening from the very first track to how it ends. It covers all those emotions. So.
Interesting. And a lot of it is moody and introspective, very thoughtful. I like some of the songs that have the long, slow beginnings because they kind of warm you up a little bit. And I can see listening to this on headphones with coffee or something like that, you know, just taking the whole thing in one shot.
Definitely.
How would you guys describe your sound? I mean, I hate to pigeonhole genres, but I like when my artists do. So just so everybody gets a feel for what you think you sound like.
Oh, man.
I know it's not bluegrass. I definitely get no bluegrass feel out of this.
No reggae. Yeah. No reggae in this at all.
It's moody, introspective, atmospheric. I don't know. What else would you say, Joe?
Yeah. I mean, if I'm going to compare it to this specific album, to an artist that someone would recognize, I would say if you could take the Beach Boys and have them mixed with Pink Floyd, and that would be kind of the overall vibe of where this thing is headed.
I like it. You know, instrumentally, there's a more of a Pink Floyd feel, but the harmonies are there. Absolutely, the harmonies are there. And the songwriting is really, really strong as well. What are your greatest musical influences?
Oh, man.
Name as many as you need.
Obviously, we like Pink Floyd. That's pretty unanimous. But personally, I'm a big fan of Death Cab for Cutie, The Get Up Kids, Elliott Smith, Radiohead. What about you, Joe?
I second all of those. Yeah. My primary influence growing up was Nirvana. I was a kid when that hit, and that's what brought me into this and won't allow me to leave this. I love music. I love drums because of what Dave Grohl did in the early 90s and kind of how he's pioneered music since. So that's my primary influence as an artist.
That makes a lot of sense. And how about some of the other folks? Can you throw out their influences that you're aware of? I mean, what else are we hearing in the mix?
Chris is a big fan of Neil Young. He's the lead singer, guitar player. So I don't know if any of that comes through in the music, but he's a Neil Young fan.
Big time. And Beach Boys.
Yeah, Beach Boys.
Grew up on Beach Boys.
Pink Floyd.
Wow. I'm just smiling here because it's an amazing mix from Neil to Nirvana, you know, Beach Boys, Elliott Smith in there. That's pretty impressive. And, you know, it all filters through into the music. So do you have any other albums before this one?
The band has a previous album called Time Trails. It was released before me and Joe were in the band. Okay. But
no, I played drums on that. Are you kidding me?
I'm sorry.
I was definitely a part of that. Yeah. But no, that was in 2010. Like I joined in the summer of 2010, and a month after that, we immediately went in and started tracking these. And a lot of them were Chris's demos that he had since the band started. And now they were finally getting put, you know, into a product. He had a full band. We did it at the Hangar here in Sac. And it came out, you know, just a few months after we finished it. And that's what we were working on promoting up until we started working on this album in 2011. And this has been an undertaking because there's so much instrumentation on this that there's no way we could have done this type of recording in the amount of time that we did Time Trails, which was about 4 months.
Wow.
So this has been a long journey to finally have it completed and ready for fans. It's exciting.
So what was the whole production process like on this one? Sounds like it was pretty elaborate and took you guys... So it sounds like it took the time it needed to. It sounds like you guys didn't rush it along.
Yeah, we could have, you know, forced it along and brought something out that was okay, but we decided to take the time we needed to make it right. A lot of refining and polishing went into the album. Mm. A lot of heart, too. And
tough part was our producer and engineer, Robert Cheek, phenomenal. And he's from Sacramento originally, but he lives in Seattle. So our time to work on the record was when he was in Sacramento, which is not all the time. So... You know, we'd have maybe a couple weeks at a time, you know, every few months. So it wasn't something that we could continuously work on, which is incredibly frustrating and therapeutic at the same time, because you really get to get into what you're doing with the songs instead of just going in a quick 1 or 2 weeks, you push everything out. So you really, your thought process changes when you have that time to analyze what you're doing.
Yeah, it gives you a lot of time to reflect on things.
Huh. It sounds like quick bursts of working and then a lot of reflection.
Correct.
Yeah.
It sounds like you have to be ready. When he's in town ready to record you have to go. You have to just go.
Pretty much.
That's Robert.
Oh, that's very, very cool. And a seasoned producer at the helm. Did he have a lot of input? Like, did he help you guys make decisions that you might not have made on your own?
Totally.
Yeah, he's a phenomenal, phenomenal producer. And grassroots. Like, grew up learning as an intern at the Hangar here in Sacramento. learned everything on his own. Well, obviously he had people, you know, teaching him and showing him the ropes, but he's taken that to the next level. And I couldn't, at this point in my career, imagine working with anybody else. He's phenomenal.
Wow. That is fantastic. And I love the fact it's homegrown. And, you know, I hear different types of bands that come from here in Sacramento, and it's a pretty good scene, but I don't know if there's anybody else that sounds quite like you guys. I love the sound. I mean, I've heard bands that sound like you, but not here.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
And Chris would say that as well, as I think the majority of us. This style of music definitely has more of a, you know, Pacific Northwest vibe. Portland, yeah. Seattle is where you'd find a lot of this stuff. But so we're proud that, you know, being artists from not in the region where you'd hear this normally, that, you know, we could still do it and people enjoy it. I guess that's the biggest part, is that still, as diverse as Sacramento is, there's not a lot of this, but, you know, the fans and the other musicians here have embraced us. It's a phenomenal feeling.
That's great. Well, start a movement, you know, takes one to start a movement. That's you guys. That is really you guys. This play, it's kind of funny because I always think of Sacramento as the Pacific Northwest in the winter and the desert in the summer. It's kind of like a little bit of both. So
best of both.
Wow. So I'm here with Life in 24 Frames. We're chatting about their new album, Bitter End. We've got it here on vinyl. Why don't we take a quick break and hear one of their songs? And this is going to be a DJ challenge for me because it's on vinyl. So I have to kind of cue it up. So what should we hear? What would you like to hear right now?
You want to do Poor Rich Man?
I would take War Drum.
War Drum? Okay.
Okay, what side and what track? I'll need a little help on this.
Side two.
Side two.
Okay, so let's flip the 180 grain vinyl. Woo! Oh, man. And,
what is it? It's on the back of the artwork.
Oops, Neil dropped it. It's the second to last track.
Second to last track. Let's give it a shot here. Here's the needle drop. And I think that's the end of the previous track. That's how it goes with vinyl, folks. Here we go. Here's Life in 24 Frames.
Nights to know you. clouds will move across the sky, and I have to let you go. You're the only friend of mine who never bought a soul. Music wins, our voices die, vibrates in the soul.
More new music from Life in 24 Frames. That one was called War Drum, and it's off the new disc. I better pod this channel down, or you're going to hear the next song as well, because that's how they work with vinyl. So I'm here with Joe and Jason. So tell us a little bit about the vinyl release party coming up.
Well, it's going to be taking place at Assembly Music Hall here in Sacramento.
Nice.
We've got a great lineup of a lot of good local acts. James Cavern and the Council, Saint Solitaire, I Am Strikes. It's this Thursday, August 7th.
Wow. And tell us a little bit about Assembly. We're talking about it off the air. What's the club like?
It's a really great club. It's in the heart of Sacramento and on K Street. It's a really nice area of town. It's a lot of fun. It used to be an old theater, so it has a really cool vibe to it. Mm. It's a really nice place.
Wow. That's really neat. So four bands on the bill. What time are we talking to get that we need to get there to get a seat or a standing room only place? The
doors open at 6:30.
Oh, that is an early show. Yeah. See, I like that. Because a lot of times in Sacramento, bands will start at 9:30. I'm thinking, you know, I got to go to work the next day, and the first band's on at 9:30. So I appreciate that you guys are doing that so we can actually stay for all four bands. I mean, that's kind of a big deal to us music fans.
Yeah.
And where can my listeners find out more about your music?
They can go to lifein24frames.com, all one word. It's 24, the number, 24.
Ah, okay. And can they purchase the music there as well?
Yes, they can.
Awesome. Awesome. So have you guys played outside of the Sacramento area before?
Yes and no, depending on who you ask and okay. What band. But
okay, we'll start with you.
But specifically, we've been working on this record for, you know, a bit of time, and we have only played maybe one or two shows a year. So not yet. And yes, it's on the horizon. We've had offers, and we've been looking at things going, you know, up and down the West Coast. Just the time's got to be right for the project to do that. But yeah.
I can imagine that would be time consuming, where your focus is just get the record done, you know, get it out there, and then maybe talk about touring. Would you somehow find other bands and kind of ride along with them? Or how does that go when you put a tour together? I mean, what's your thought process?
I mean, for us, it's really, we're up and coming, so we're doing our thing the way we think we should do it. But the offer would have to be on the table from a band that we like and respect and want to go out with. It wouldn't be someone who's on our level. It would be somewhere, you know, we would take, and we've seen offers like that, but it's got to be one that it makes sense. The time's got to be right. The band's got to be right. The location has to be right for the dates on the tour. But so it would be with hopefully a more established and band that's already done what we're doing, and we'd kind of just go off with them.
That makes sense. You know, you're introducing their audience to your music. I get that.
Correct. Yeah.
Absolutely. So what does a Life in 24 Frames show sound like? What can we expect on Thursday?
Jeez.
Well, you can expect to hear basically what you heard on the record, except more three-dimensional sounding.
Ah.
And then we're playing some old stuff as well, which we always incorporate into the show. So there'll be some tracks off Time Trails. There'll be tracks off this. There'll be tracks that you haven't heard. And there'll be tracks that you'll be surprised that you may know and have heard. So that's nice. Type of teaser that is.
That sounds pretty good to me. And when are you coming on? Are you like third, fourth? When do you guys play if it's your show?
We're going to be headlining the show. Okay. So 4 out of 4.
Awesome, awesome. So it builds up, and then Life in 24 Frames.
Boom.
I'm here with Joe and Jason of Life in 24 Frames, a great Sacramento band. We're listening to their album. Can you guys stay with me until through the next segment for a few more minutes?
For sure.
Yeah.
Great. We want to hear at least one more song and chat with you guys for just a little bit more. The vinyl release party is this coming Thursday night, August 7th at Assembly Music Hall on K Street in Sacramento. We'll be right back after a few messages, and we'll hear more with Life in 24 Frames, as much of the band as we can fit in the studio here on Twirl Radio on Saturday afternoon.
Streaming worldwide at accesssacramento.org. This is the voice of Sacramento, community radio for the greater Sacramento area.
And we are back with Life in 24 Frames. I've got Joe and Jason in the studio, a great Sacramento band who are about to make it big. So tell us a little bit more about the pre-release, I guess the pre-orders for the vinyl release party. You've got this kind of a special internet-only deal going.
Yeah, and actually there's only 20 of them that we put out there. But so pre-sale tickets or advance tickets to the show are $10. It's going to be $13 at the door. But we have a package together through either our website, which is lifein24frames.com, or through our Facebook page. So if you haven't checked that out, hop on there and like it. But it's $20 for the vinyl and the ticket to the show. So the normal vinyl that we did before the pre-sale was $20. So you're basically half off that.
That's
we want you there. It's important. Yeah,
that is a really good deal. And again, the album is Bitter End, and it's kind of describe the sound one more time for those who weren't with us at the very beginning.
What did you say it was? Like
I was like Beach Boys and Pink Floyd. Yeah. I don't know. That's just our conversations over 3 years. That we get feelings from listening to those records, listening to this. So that's a common theme of us and the band. That what some of this stuff reminds us of.
I like it. I like it. Have you gotten some feedback on the MP3s, at least? I mean, I'm sure people have heard that so far. Have you gotten some good feedback?
Yeah, I've got some positive feedback on it.
There's more downloads from that. We can track where the downloads come from. And it's crazy to say that a lot of them are from the country, the United States. Majority of them are from overseas, which...
Wow.
And there's a handful from Sacramento, obviously. So thank you, Sacramento. But it's from all over the place. So to get the feedback from people in Taiwan and, you know, it's Hong Kong. It's just crazy that people are listening to this and enjoy it. So
that is neat. I wonder how people figure that out. I mean, that's just amazing to me because I wouldn't know how to find out about a great local, you know, band from Hong Kong, for instance.
Yeah. Well, we got blessed. Our singer, Chris Adams, is a video game fanatic. IGN Studios is in San Francisco. So they're like the largest video game reviewer, that whole thing. So he established a lot of friendships there. So we go and we do on their podcast, which has like a million downloads a week. So that's where this is coming from. We're talking kind of like we are here, but that's, you know, people from all over that are just fanatics about gaming then hear us and kind of pick up on it.
That's a secret. I need to get a gaming aspect to the show. That's spectacular. Well, it's been a great pleasure chatting with you guys, Joe and Jason, and I promise I wasn't going to talk about anything too controversial, but I lied. I have one controversial question. This is the deep dive. Reach into the deep, dark recesses of your souls. What's your favorite foods? What do you guys like to eat?
Jeez.
Sriracha.
I'm sriracha all day. That's a condiment, though. That's not a food.
Well, it depends how you use it, I suppose.
True.
Dang. Sriracha, that's like the spiciest thing available. You know.
It goes great on everything.
It does. That is tough.
It is tough. There's a lot of good foods. I like Thai food, Mexican food.
Nice, nice. Yeah. So sriracha goes fantastic on Thai food. That's probably where you first tried it. I could see it spicing up the Mexican food, too, a little bit.
Yeah.
And for those of you outside the area, Sacramento has a wealth of phenomenal Mexican restaurants and Thai restaurants. You know, I'm just stalling to see if you guys come up with any other food genres.
I just had ice cream for the first time in like 8 years the other day. That was awesome.
Good. Yeah, I bet it would be the best ice cream you've had.
I'll put that in the top. Yeah. Ice cream.
Awesome. Well, it's fantastic. So we go everywhere from sriracha to ice cream and everything in between. It's been such a pleasure chatting with you guys. Thanks so much for hanging out with me.
Thank you so much, Mike. Appreciate it.
So why don't we spin one more song off the vinyl, and I may give it back to you. Haha, I'm just kidding. This is a test pressing. There's only three in the world. Of course, I'm giving it back. I'll buy my own later. What song should we hear from the brand new album, Bitter End by Life in 24 Frames?
This is going to be called Poor Rich Man.
Here we go. Thanks a lot, guys. Here's Poor Rich Man.
Thank you.